Bible stories, turn the other cheek. This statement that was given out by the Christ, the statement given out by Jesus, was when people were having a disagreement with each other, and they were not too happy with what each other were saying. And then they came to blows, and Jesus said, the thing to do is just to turn the other cheek. Not to let what a person does or says bother you. Not to be touched by it. Even if they hit you in the cheek, turn the other cheek. And by the time you turn the other cheek, they will stop. They will say, I'm not going to fight with someone who's not going to fight. And then what happens next? What happens next is, why are you upset? Why are you so angry with me? What did I do that made you so upset and so angry with me? And then you say to them, well, I'm not angry at you. Well, why'd you hit me? Well, I hit you because you won't get upset. I wanted to make you upset. Well, hitting me doesn't make me upset. It maybe hurts a little bit, but it doesn't make me upset, and I will not be made upset by anybody over anything at all because I always keep my balance. I always keep my balance under all circumstances, no matter what's going on around me. I don't lose my temper, and I don't fly off the handle, and I don't go around being out of control. And the reason I don't go around being out of control is because if I'm out of control, I'm not enjoying it. I'm not getting any benefit from it. I'm not doing anything that makes me happy. And I can assure you, the primary thing in my life is for me to be happy. Now, why is it that they say, turn the other cheek? Well, when a person is unhappy with you, or when a person misunderstands you, and they strike out at you with words or with their fists and try to plant one on you, and you just say, what's the problem? What seems to be the problem? I have nothing but good feelings for you. Why is it that you have this unhappy attitude? And then, in the discussion that follows, an understanding takes place. And an understanding that says all is in divine order, all is beautiful, all is good. And then, as this is in the heart of each person involved, as this is in the hearts of each person, then balance takes place. And there's no need to create a conflict where no conflict exists. There's no need to create a misunderstanding where no misunderstanding exists. There's no understanding, but there's no misunderstanding. And we, in conflict, create a misunderstanding, whereas all that was necessary was to create an understanding. Why do you say that? What causes you to feel that way? Where'd you get such an idea? How can I understand you? How can I understand me? How can I understand us? How can I understand and turn my cheek when you want to strike out at me, when you want to get upset with me? How can I be in charge of myself? How can I take control of my life? And then, as I pursue and persist in looking for understanding, looking for wisdom, looking for some reason for me to like this person, I begin to find lots of reasons. You know, you're a nice person. Oh, come on now. Yes, you are. You're thoughtful, you're loving, and you're kind. Oh, I am not. Yes, you are. You're a very intelligent person. Well, maybe. What is the field that you like best? You like geography, or you like, well, what do you like? Well, I like girls. Ho, that's a good thing to like. What is it that you like about girls? Well, Girls are gentle and soft and loving, and I like girls. I never want to pick a fight with a girl. You don't? Hey, that's a good reason to have girls in your life. You never want to pick a fight with them. Hey, how about that? Now, what else is good about girls? Well, girls are fun to talk to because they're usually very, very bright. They're usually very, very intelligent. Every girl that I have ever talked to was on top of everything. I would say to her, let's talk about tennis, and she knew all about tennis. How could she know all about tennis? She doesn't play tennis. She never played tennis in her life. Well, she mentally played tennis with me. She said, the best way to put the ball across the net is to see it going where you want it to be. The best way to hit the ball when it comes at an awkward angle is just to let your hand go out and hit it and not think a thing about it, but know where the ball is going to go. Now, that is so super. I mean, what she knows all about tennis. How about that? I certainly am not going to disparage her knowing all about tennis to you, but she is okay. Okay, what else does she know? Well, I was working on my tractor, and she came over, and we had a nice chat. And then she said she'd like to learn how to run the tractor. And I said, naturally. I said, just climb right up here, and I'll show you how the gears work and how these things work. But remember, the tractor is a big bird, and you are the boss. She says, okay. So she got up there, and before she did anything, she had the engine turned off. She tried all the foot pedals. She tried how she could feel them, how she could work them. She figured out what the gear shifts did. She figured out what this lever and that lever did, how it raised the Gannon and lowered the Gannon, how it raised the shovel and lowers the shovel, and how the wheels went forward. In forward, you had five different gears. In reverse, you had five different gears. You could do anything you wanted because there's only a forward and reverse, and then there were the gears. And how fantastic. And then you had a lever you can pull to keep the gas going at a certain speed. And then you could put your foot on the gas pedal too and push off the lever. Oh, you could do all sorts of stuff. And so she got on there, and she first played with the tractor as though she were not driving it. She was just playing with it and learning what the parts of it did. And then she turned on the key with her foot on the brake, and the tractor wouldn't start. And she says, ah, I know why it won't start. It's in gear. It's designed not to start when it's in gear, because that's a dangerous thing for it to do. And so she took it out of gear. And when she took it out of gear, zoom, the tractor started right up. And then she put her foot on the clutch and put it in gear, and the tractor gently moved forward. And she did everything right. She went in circles with it. She lifted up the Gannon and put it down and dragged down the road. And she lifted up the shovel and put it down and picked up a shovel full of dirt and put it where she wanted it. She knew all about the tractor. She is so brilliant. Women, girls, they're so wonderful. Well, now, whatever gives you the idea that girls are wonderful like that? Well, when you just turn the other cheek and you listen to them and you think about how wonderful they are and you know how wonderful they are, then you stop fighting them. And when you stop fighting the girls, you find out they're super. When you stop fighting your friends because you have arguments over information, you find that they're super. When you stop fighting anything in the world, it reveals itself in a beautiful way, and you know. You turn the other cheek, you stop fighting, and you realize that all is in divine order. And while the girl could ride the tractor, she could talk about sports, she could talk about anything, because she spoke in ideal logic. And as she spoke and acted in ideal logic, she acted in good judgment and deep awareness. We all have this capacity to turn the other cheek. We all have the capacity to know all things. And when Jesus taught, turn the other cheek, little did we realize it had such an intensively deep meaning to it, and it really was something we could apply every day of our lives and be fulfilled and live in a happy world, because that's who we are. Have a lovely day and live in a happy world, turning the other cheek in realization that all is wisdom and knowledge, and you and I know all wisdom and knowledge now and forevermore. It's a wonderful day, and it's a wonderful way to be.